Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial, please. Today, we are talking about the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. There are many faces and forms of the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance, even in the present day. Now, we all know about the most obvious of all opponents and enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet, the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him all, and the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. That is the political establishment who openly and shamelessly across the world create bloodshed and opposition to innocent people. And these are very obvious to everyone. And we stand up against them all. So we can see the behavior of the government and the political systems and businessmen across the world, because their behavior and actions equal their policies. And their policies in reality are their actions. But there are more subtle and hidden or less obvious enemies of Allah and the living Imam. So really, any culture or action or ideology or behavior or attitude or acceptance that rebels against the system of Allah and the laws of Allah and the divine allowances are the enemies of Allah and the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Now, these behaviors or ideologies or actions, they can be present and manifest on the social, on the political, on the individual level. It all comes down to not the umbrella under which they fall, but the actual individual action, behavior, and ideology of the entity that is presenting the action, behavior, or ideology. Once an entity begins to act against or rebel against the law and system of Allah, which is the divine and universal and natural order of humanity and the universe, then the entity naturally, manifestly, obviously, logically, and reasonably becomes the enemy of Allah and the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. At this point, it is everybody's duty, every human person's duty, but we'll stick with the Muslims right now, to stand up against and oppose the action, behavior, and ideology, no matter where or how it is manifested, whether in the Islamic community or outside. As the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his household, said, "Lucky are those who see Aqa'im before seeing Imam's uprising. He, however, follows the Imam and his predecessors and hates his enemies. They are my friends and companions and the best of my community." So this standing up against the enemy and the actions and behavior of an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is a very serious and all-encompassing commitment, which is not at all to be taken lightly, but it must be taken seriously, because the repercussions of not taking such duty seriously is beyond what we can imagine. It is not a joke. That just said, Sister Spade.